from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The U.S. has strung them Tuesday's bomb attack on a crowded market in Nigeria's Borno State that killed at least 47 people. In a statement, the State Department spokesperson John Kirby noted that while no group has claimed responsibility for the attack, it happened in an area where violence attributed to the Boko Haram militant group has killed hundreds of people in recent weeks. Tuesday's attack on the Sabon Gari market hit early Tuesday afternoon while the area was crowded with shoppers. U.S. officials have accused an international group of hackers and stock traders of stealing insider information and making as much as $100 million in illegal profits. Nine people in the U.S. and Ukraine have been indicted for alleged fraud. More than 20 other individuals and companies face related civil complaints. Paul Fishman is the U.S. attorney for New Jersey.
For more than 5 years, hackers largely operating in Ukraine repeatedly penetrated the networks and servers of MarketWired, PR Newswire, and BusinessWire, three of the leading companies that provide those news release services.
Authorities say hackers stole financial and other information from companies that publish press releases. Members of the group were able to make trades in stocks and options before the information was made public. A young Mississippi couple has been arrested and charged with trying to join Islamic State militants in Syria. Muhammad Dak Allah and his 20-year-old new bride, Jalen Young, were arrested by the FBI in Mississippi on Saturday as they prepared to embark on a plane trip to Turkey. The pair was charged with conspiring and attempting to provide material support to Islamic State. According to the criminal complaint, the two repeatedly said in online communications with undercover FBI agents that they planned to travel to Syria in support of the terrorist group. This is VOA News. China's tightly controlled currency, the yen, saw its biggest drop in two decades on Tuesday. Bill Ide has more for VOA.
The value of the Chinese yuan has been gradually rising for a decade, and Tuesday's fall was its biggest slide since 1994. The 1.99% slide, just shy of its daily up or down limit of 2%, comes just 2 days after China announced that exports had once again fallen, contracting in July more than 8% from the previous year. China is seeking to get the International Monetary Fund to add the yuan to its special drawing rights, a reserve of currencies that includes the U.S. dollar, euro, Japanese yen, and British pound. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
Chinese authorities say their devaluation of the currency will make it more market-oriented, but analysts say the action also appears to be aimed at giving exporters more breathing room. The UN Human Rights Office warns the release of dozens of rebels charged with serious crimes in Mali threatens the country's newly born peace accord. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the agency's headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Human Rights Office says the 44 men released from prison on July 16th include 16 suspected of committing acts of terrorism, 5 affiliated with terrorist organizations, and 3 rebels who already have been charged with war crimes. They were exchanged for 45 civilians and troops. UN Human Rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani tells VOA her agency is very concerned that further releases similar to these may be imminent. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Now, the spokeswoman also said that amnesties prevent people who may have committed war crimes against humanity from being brought to justice. Billionaire Donald Trump may have taken some hits in last week's Republican presidential debate, but so far it doesn't appear to be hurting him in the polls. The latest Reuters Ipsos national poll found Mr. Trump holding a steady lead at the top of the Republican field with 24%.
I can only go by the polls. The people that we're dealing with and whatever's happened, it is what it is. You just look at the results.
Two new polls in the early contest state of Iowa show Mr. Trump has moved into a lead. The United Nations Special Envoy to Libya has urged the country's warring factions to agree on a national unity government by the end of this month. Bernardino Leon would like the parties to endorse it by early September.
What Libya is facing now is deeper chaos and division of the country. So I hope all the Libyan actors will be wise.
Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.